The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, October 16, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported, they had received a call from a male who claimed to be an employee of the bank and requested the complainant withdraw over $10,000 and purchase $500 in Visa gift cards. The complainant complied and purchased the gift cards and provided the serial numbers to the caller. The caller then directed the complainant to deposit the money into a Bitcoin machine, at which point the complainant became concerned and reported the incident to the bank. The bank immediately stopped all transactions, replaced bank cards, and flagged the account for fraudulent activity. October 20, 1200 block of 56th Street, an employee of a business reported they left their bicycle in the bike rack while they were at work. During the day, the complainant observed someone riding a bike that appeared to be the complainant's. The complainant ran over to the bike rack and discovered their bike was gone. The bicycle is described as a hard tail, gray and blue, Evo bike with a black rack on the back. Incident still under investigation pending the examination of surveillance video. October 21, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported, they received a call from a male stating they were from TELUS and could save the complainant $40 on their plan. The complainant provided the caller with their credit card information and SIN number before they realized this to likely be a fraudulent call. A phone call to TELUS confirmed the fraud. Credit card cancelled before any transaction completed. The complainant informed Equifax and TransUnion for account monitoring. October 21, HWY 17 and 56th Street. Police observed a vehicle traveling at 80 km per hour in a 50 km per hour zone and having difficulty staying in their lane. A traffic stop was initiated to check for driver sobriety. As a strong odor of liquor emanated from the vehicle, police requested breath samples. The driver provided two samples, both red, fail. As a result, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the driver was picked up by a friend. October 22, 1 Ferry Causeway. Complainant reported their two suitcases were stolen from the ferry terminal baggage carousel. Surveillance video revealed a Caucasian male wearing green pants, a gray hoodie with white writing, and a black baseball cap taking the two suitcases. The bags contained clothing and personal effects. Police attended and located a male matching the description on the causeway. Police arrested the suspect and transported him to HQ for processing. Ladner, October 16, 4500 block of River Road, complainant reported, the theft of their bike from the front of their home. Doorbell surveillance video captured a Caucasian male, 30 to 40 years of age, wearing a light-colored hat and carrying a black backpack, take the bike and walk towards the dike. The bicycle is described as a $400 bright yellow mountain bike and was left unlocked at the time. October 17, 4600 block of Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported, they left a backpack in a locker at the leisure center but did not lock the locker. When they returned, the backpack was gone. Examination of surveillance video was negative. Police advised the complainant to make sure they lock the locker in future as a preventative measure. October 19, 5800 block of River Road. Report received of a break and enter to an insecure outbuilding on a farm property. Surveillance video revealed a female in the building and exiting carrying a bag of liquor, portable skill saw, and red jerry can. Multiple meat products were taken out of the freezer but left at the site with a $400 loss in spoiled meat. It is believed the suspect may have been interrupted by one of the workers arriving to the property. The stolen goods were found across the street behind the flower stand. Still photographs of the suspect to be disseminated for possible identification. October 22, 5600 block of 47A Avenue, police conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle making a prohibited left turn. The driver admitted to consuming one beer 2 hours prior. Two breath samples provided by the driver both read, fail. As a result, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the driver released. October 22, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported their wallet stolen from their vehicle parked in North Vancouver. Their bank card was subsequently used in Delta with a total loss of $245. Investigation to continue with the examination of surveillance video from three businesses.